Around 4,500 students every year take a hunter education course in North Dakota. Today we're going to visit with Hunter Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Brian, explain hunter education and what students learned.
It's a certification course that we provide for students here in North Dakota prior to them getting out in the field, where we teach them about firearm safety, wildlife conservation, game management, and landowner relations and other things that we think as an agency are important for our new hunters heading out into the field to have some basic knowledge on.
2020 with the COVID-19 pandemic was not an average year. Explain what you guys did to adapt.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like everything else that we've had in our lives in the last year, it's been slightly modified due to COVID-19, and hunter education is not an exception to that. So traditionally, we have roughly 90% of our students getting certified through traditional classroom courses. And over the last year, we've had to modify that a little bit just to reduce contact. And so we've really had to step up our home study efforts. And we had over half of our students this past year get certified through our home study program.
On an average year, 4,500 students typically take hunter ed. How many in 2020?
Yeah, even though we had our hunter ed classes shut down right in the middle of our peak season, we were still able to certify 3,600 students roughly here in the state. And a lot of that goes out to our staff across the state in different parts helping out, stepping up during these times to conduct the testing opportunities. Everyone agency-wide helped out in one way or another. And then also, prior to COVID-19 shutting us down, we had a lot of volunteers teaching classes.
Huge accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's credit to our volunteers and staff across the state that don't necessarily always help with hunter ed, but they were able to step up when the challenge arose and made things happen for us.
Let's talk volunteers, Brian. You're always looking for new volunteers for hunter education. Explain that.
Yeah, it's currently we have just over 700 active hunter education volunteers across the state of North Dakota. And we are always looking for some new people to step up and give back to the resource. And it's a great way for you to pass on your knowledge and your skill sets and really educate that next generation of North Dakota hunters. And so if anyone's ever interested in that, they can go to our website, fill out the volunteer agreement form. That starts the process. Pretty simple process to go through, simple background check, and then we start with a little bit of training. They mentor with a local volunteer and then attend an academy.
Brian, 2021, new year, what's hunter education gonna look like?
So in 2021, we're gonna start hosting traditional classes again in person. We just need to follow some guidelines that are required around wearing masks, sanitizing, social distancing. All of those things need to be taken into account, but we're able to gather and teach some of our classes. And so in combination with our ability to start meeting again and having our volunteers deliver hunter education through traditional classes, we're also gonna amp up our home study courses again this year as we did in 2020. I think we learned a lot from the experiences last year, and we've improved the home study courses and the content, and we're looking forward to getting right back on task and meeting our goals this year with the hunter ed program.
Okay, and we always get the question, what's the minimum age a person can start taking hunter education classes?
So a student can take hunter ed the calendar year in which they turn 11.
Brian, are there ways to find out when a class is being offered in your community?
Absolutely, the Game and Fish has a system in place with email and text alerts, which every time we list a class, it doesn't matter what city it's in, it'll shoot out a text message or an email once you're subscribed, and it'll notify you as soon as it goes on the website.
A lot of great information, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.